Everyone, we're about to begin Be'ez Hashem, BPJ, share number 102. That's Bais Pnimi share for joint share for both men and women, share number 102. We started to talk about developing respect for your relationship and about how truth is not composed of facts, but of perspectives. And in marriage, there's not just one truth. There are two truths, each spouse possessing one of them. And each truth is equally authoritative and equally compelling. And we started to talk about the concept of Elu ve'elu divrei Elokim Chayim. These and these are the words of Hashem. And the machlokes, for example, between Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel on things. And how that applies directly, very practically, to the marriage dynamic. Elokim Chayim means living God. What does it mean, living God? Life is complex. Looks complex. It's paradoxical. You have opposite things going on at the same time. It seems messy. It's never one-dimensional. A philosopher once said there's no such thing as a simple truth whose opposite is false. You know, A and B, true, false, true, false. No, there's a profound Torah, and it is profound in the sense that, yes, there are things that are actually false. Midvash Sheker Tirchak. Right? There is things that are sheker that the Torah tells you, this is false, stay away. But then there is truth, and in the truth, the Torah shows it to you in different colors, in different signs of the degolim, the flags that the Shvatim had, each one's personality, and so on and so forth. There's something called Chakira we talked about. Hakira is going back and forth, and we construct it when we want to find truths. And even with Chavrusas, students, that the teachers, when they're telling students, you two are learning with each other and you're debating a point, never construct a one-sided Hakira. What is a one-sided Hakira? A one-sided Hakira is that you have an elegant, beautiful explanation on one side, and the other side, well, that's just the way it is. No. When two chavrusas, two students, are arguing with each other in a concept of learning, and let's say they both feel strongly about their own particular point of view, they absorb what the other one is saying and do their best to understand maybe the other point of view is true and put aside your own opinion and analyze it. And understand where each other's coming from, and thus the truth will come out at the end. That is the idea. And marriage is basically those type of chakiras that we get to the result. Recognizing, I'm right, you're right, yes, very nice. But both of us are right. There's an element of truth in both of our points. There's an element of truth in both of our viewpoints. We both possess equal authority in this relationship. We see a dimension of that complex truth that is the marriage relationship. That's what it means in the Torah, Ayin Panim L'Torah. There's 70 different explanations in each verse of the Torah. That is why you have Svarim that have opposite translations of particular verses in the Torah. One Sefer will they say this, one Sefer will be the opposite, and they're both true based on different situations. A lot of machlokes, a lot of disagreements are not mutually exclusive. For example, there is one chazal that says, if you have a worry in your heart, put it out of your mind. Move it away from your mind. Talks about how you do that. The other one says, you have a worry in your mind, speak it over to others. Two different people said two different things. Those are the two sets of advice. Which one is true? Both are true. Each one according to that circumstance or that personality or that situation you're in. In some situations where it's not feasible or it's not shayach or it's not healthy to discuss it with someone else, you have to put it out of your mind. And with others, it's important to let go and give it up and give it over to somebody else and to let that worry go to somebody else. They're both true. Both statements are true. Some things we don't understand how they mutually could be true. For example, Hezek Riyashmeh Hezek or Loy Shmeh Hezek. Is it, you know, looking at something in a certain way could cause damage or not, right? How could they both be true? In monetary matters, you have the same question. And over there, the answer is that we paskin one way, but in Shemayim, both are true. Like Rameya, who found 49 ways of thinking someone of in Shemayim why something should be impure versus something should be pure. All those svaras up there are true. If, for example, one particular malacha on Shabbos, you go through district with this kehillah and this rav or this tana, he paskin, it's usser, and if you do it b'mezid, yichayeskil, you get the death penalty on this particular act of Shabbos. And then in another district, there's another tana that said that it's mutter, completely permitted. How is that possible? And Hashem gives each one the right to paskin in their district that way. So in one place, it's enforced that if you do it, you violated Shabbos. And in another place, it's enforced, you do this, no problem whatsoever. How is that possible? The answer is Hashem gave that to us. There are svaras both ways. There are logics both ways. In practicality, though, you follow your Rav or your Hayra of that guidance of that. They tell you it's usser. They tell you it's mutter. It's a fascinating concept that's hard to wrap your head around it. But the idea being, again, that's how Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel got tremendous amount of credit. They loved each other, which means they respected each other's opinion. Both ways. They married into each other's families. Even though one felt the other was, they let each other know of the forbidden unions of the other. But they're both truth. So the key really is to try to adopt this perspective in your relationship, in your marriage. Stop trying to figure out who's right and who's wrong. It's a waste of time. Spend your time instead to find and honor the act of the different one, which is equally true, equally compelling aspect of truth that you bring into the issue and you bring into your relationship. If something's outright negative, that's a different story where one needs to, with sensitivity, figure that out. When everyone agrees, that's a negative thing. But in many, many situations, over 80% plus percent of the time, there may have been an overreaction, but the concept of what a husband and wife see differently with, they both have truth. But again, this author, Avraham Peretz Friedman, said he'd seen people that the whole day they go through this chakira concept, right? And they apply this in yeshiva, and they're successful of respecting each other as chavrusas, for example, even though they disagree with each other, and they work through it in a beautiful way. And then they come home, and they forget about all that, and all of a sudden they become one-dimensional again, one-dimension truth. And each one's arguing that they are absolutely right and the other one is absolutely wrong. How did that happen? In Torah, you're learning with your Harusa. Hopefully it works this way, where they both disagree, but they both work with each other. They see each other's viewpoint. They try to understand. They still, at the end of the day, will say, we agree to disagree. Or they may go to the Rebbe, and Rebbe says, I see points in both. Or he may be machria one way, whatever the case may be. But they understand that it's more complex. When they're learning Torah, they see that there are opposite views, that both the views are true. Rabbi Yochanan says one thing and Rish Lakish says the other thing, and they definitely are odds with each other, but you see both perspectives clearly. And all of a sudden, in your own personal life, partially because it's personal, because you have your negias, and in marriage especially, you come home, and your wife gets upset about something, or you get upset at her about something, and all of a sudden, it's one-dimensional. Each one is 100% right. The truth is only in one place, not in both. How did that happen? Because we don't know how to translate it to ourselves in a real personal way. Your Rebbe, it may be encouraged in Milchamta Shel Torah and getting to the MS, and encourages the backs and forths in a menschliche normal way in which they could respect each other and come to a truth. But in real life, or especially in real marriage, Beidon L'Chaveiro overall, but in marriage in particular, We have complex things. Complex things happen in marriage, and we simplify it. I'm right, you're wrong. I'm right and you're wrong. 100 and 0, no in between. But it's not true. Marriage consists of a series of profound truths. And everything is to teach us to teach, learn like a Torah Jew. Throw out the unsophisticated notion in your brain, I'm right, you're wrong. There are hakiras, there are different angles of everything. See the angles. And then the answer is you're both right. The question is, how do we deal with this current situation? Yes, there could be a situation where you have to choose plan A or plan B, and you have to choose one of the two. You can't choose both. So in that sense, in a practical final decision, one of them has to go. The other one has to give in. There has to be a compromise of that sort. And they both know this, and they work it through, and then they come to a decision together. No matter, it doesn't make a difference whether my opinion was originally to do something this way, and my wife was to do something a different way, and we ended up doing it my wife's way. I had my truth. My wife has a truth. We both decided to do it my wife's way. Or I had a truth, you had a truth, and we both decided that my husband, it should go my husband's way. But with the understanding that they were both right in perspective, even though they disagreed with certain points with each other, and they work it through. You don't have to be a tremendous Talmud Chacham to apply this method in your marriage. Anyone could. Every man, every woman. As long as you're an emotionally sincere adult. What is an emotional sincere adult? It's a person who possesses enough self-esteem and inner peace that he or she can and does listen to criticism without becoming defensive, without becoming indignant, without becoming angry, and is honest enough to admit mistakes, honest enough to admit misdeeds, honest enough and have the courage to take responsibility for his role or her role in the Bein Adam L'Chaveiro, in the marriage, or in the conflict of the marriage. I, husband, take responsibility. I contributed to this friction. I, wife, take responsibility. I contributed to this friction, and we could work together to overcome it. Healthy self-esteem, which we talked about a lot on Friday Shiurim, enables a person to take pride in his and her accomplishments and their hard work and grow from their experience of failure or fault. You've got to be pretty good about yourself to admit you're wrong. You've got to be pretty good, feel good, frankly, to feel good about yourself, to believe that you're even capable of being wrong. And this is the problem why people need therapy, and even in therapy they have difficulty that they have to work through. People are so busy protecting themselves from facing their vulnerabilities and facing their insecurities that they can't open themselves in a real way that progress requires. And it's a matter, it's hard. You know something? It is hard. If someone was burned by people and hurt by people, they block themselves off. They can't trust. How could you trust anybody? But their healing comes with a trust. They cannot heal unless they jump in and force themselves to trust. You don't go in blindly. You got to do research. You got to be careful the person you're trusting is a decent human being and so on and so forth. And that's a husband and wife really need to work on that. They need to be decent to one another, menschlich to one another, develop that emotional intelligence that's required, so that they each could feel safe with one another, that they each could trust each other to grow together and to respect each other's truth and abide by that and remember that both of them are the word of the living God. Both have that spark. And when you realize that and you know that, your marriage gets deepened and there's true peace between the two. Bracha v'atzlacha.